There are so many people that are working all day long doing something that is deeply unsatisfying and almost painful, yeah. Soul killing.
You're only enslaved if you can't control your mind. So while you can and while you don't have the whole world against you, worry on freeing your mind from this realm. When you can free your mind from this realm, everything is but a thought.
The way we escape the matrix is by working within our 1 meter square. Start to become aware of the things that are going on. Start to question the narrative that is being fed and belt fed to us.
Good morning. Good evening. And possibly even good afternoon. Wherever you're listening, however you're listening, and whenever you are listening to this, I thank you and I welcome you in to another edition of the Shallow Oceans Podcast. I am a mere mortal man, simply enjoying this adventure we call life, a mere vessel trying to inhibit himself from a higher perspective and incorporating the soul and vessel that I have been trying to find more attunement with within every single exploration, and somebody who is simply trying to be a better person every day by doing the things he loves and asking himself, when was the last time I've done something for the first time, and has came back to let you know in a world that seems so vast, it's really not as deep as you think. And so, in tonight's adventure, I wanted to present you with something that seems to be such an interesting question and perspective. Something that I believe, if we do not find the best possible way within all of our lives and our own unique perspectives of trying to find this thing to eventually to obtain or to chase or to yearn for or to work towards, it's almost as if the entirety of what you're doing is not only going to leave you self-reflecting on the whole adventure as to why it didn't fit the way it was, but why you were so consumed by a false reality and narrative of a perspectual notion of growth or of obtaining these things that are truly not of any inspiration or value to you in the grand scheme of yourself, right? So I ask you this in the most simplistic way. Are you ready for the next? Are you chasing anything in this life? Are you looking for anything that will truly value you outside of this perspective of yourself? I think it's time we find something for you to truly push for, or something that you can do with this existence and this experience that will best suit whether it be your atonement, whether it be your obligational contract and coming back and being a volunteer, maybe it will enable you as a light worker or a healer, or simply help you on this adventure of trying to find the best way to obtain unconditional love or the freedom from this false sense of reality that your ego has built around you and that you're too overcompensating and confident to let go to enjoy what is in front of you and to let things be what they are. I think it's time for us to plan our escape. And I mean that quite literally. Whether you take that to the extreme level of saying you want to escape this realm that we're trapped within and go outside of the ice walls, or maybe you want to take it to a higher level and say you want to leave the entirety of this physical plane as a whole and ascend into a higher dimensional vortex. Maybe it's saying something as much as a Buddhist monk and you want to remove yourself from these sins and these things that pull from everybody and confines them in their flesh vessel and their suits. You want to find a place that you can go away, be around like-minded individuals, and really have a better open-minded perspective of what you really want to accomplish in this life. Okay, I like that too. Maybe you want to be somebody who finds the simplicity of finding a little place outside of your own self that can be almost a sweet little getaway. So let's say people who like to get their timeshares or have like a beautiful beach that they go visit to more than once, or maybe a location, like a place outside of the country they grew up in, whatever, wherever, however. The simplicity is you need to find an escape. And there are so many ways to do this. and there are so many beautiful things that will come from it as well. The escape itself, and from my perspective, which is the main focal point of this game, is to escape the constructual notion of a formatic system built around you that we call the Matrix, the rat race. Escaping the fact that you think you need tons of money to be happy, when in factuality, the simplicity of what you've always needed was just being self-sufficient, being able to be self-sustaining, and finding yourself within your own location, wherever it may be, and living off the land and truly being your own separate entity, of being able to live truly as you can and as you should, connected into the moment. Or maybe you're somebody who wants to escape the simplicity of the things that you have done to yourself that have put you in a bad situation, which, trust me when I say, you can always restart. You can always find a new beginning, and you can always find somewhere that will help you find your home away from home, right? So for some individuals, I know a lot of people here in California are big Disney heads, so they love going to Disneyland. I personally don't care for the place. I know there's a lot of stuff that goes on there and behind closed doors and etc. So I'm also somebody who doesn't like to wait in line for hours. I've always valued my perspective of the moment I'm giving and the ability I have to use it and to spend it. So to sit in like multiple lines for hours upon time just seems like a little much to me. But again, I guess if you're in good company and you just sit around and talk with them in conversation, I get it. I really do get it, but not my forte and not something I would pay for. I know a lot of people that are in a wide spectrum of ages that actually love Disneyland. They're Disney heads. They go all the time. They have their annual passes, etc., etc. It's their escape. It's their thing that lets them escape reality. I know other people who like to shell within themselves, and they become very much introverts. So as soon as they're done with working or whatever it may be, or if they're fortunate enough to have a remote job now because of the times we went through, then they pretty much stay at home all the time. And their escape basically is that little world that they've built for themselves within wherever they sleep, right? There's also people who want to escape the whole concept of themselves. And so what they do is build these images up and become some type of MO or gym heads that go get super buff, or it's people who try to become super wealthy, whatever it is. People will find either a persona, a mindset, or a tranquil position within their own physical reality to escape from something that is hampering them, scaring them, or quite frankly, the overall zest of trying to consume themselves with this false system. Because I'm here to give you like a breath of fresh air and to give you some kind of like help, I guess you could say, from a simplistic standpoint. This isn't how we're supposed to live by any means. This really is a concrete jungle, and this formation of how they've driven this human society now to be so sedative and so simplistic and happy with chasing these things that mean absolutely nothing in the grand scheme of everything is disgusting to me. And we've allowed them to turn a society of us into slaves to be working our whole life, basically, just to retire towards the end of it and to hopefully hang on for a while before you die. It seems so disgusting to me. And then there's so many people who are prisoners to these ideologies of social constructs of what a man or a woman should be, or they try to define themselves as what they have to basically atone for, whether it's through religion or their family expectations, their family heritage. I mean, why are you a slave to it? Who said you have to follow these rules? If you're somebody who spends a little bit of effing time looking into health and the benefits of eating a certain way or what happens to your body or having a parasite cleanse, whatever, wouldn't you start to be a little bit more open-minded to the fact that you are just basically a prisoner to your own habits, a prisoner to your own quote-unquote desires? Because I'm going to tell you quite frankly, and I know that a lot of people will probably try to disagree with this, but the fact of the matter is anywhere you go and anything you do is all a representation of the thing that you are a prisoner to. How many of you just do things spontaneously? Are you filled with spontaneity? Are you somebody who can easily escape the formatics of religious tendencies? I mean, these are things that have been instilled within millions upon millions, if not billions of people by now, and yet we're still being targeted by these things to make us believe we cannot escape our own selves. Tell me I'm wrong, because I've quite literally seen it everywhere, in every walk of life, even within myself, and I've had to fight it. I'm nowhere near above you. I promise you, I'm still going through so many things as well. And that's the beautiful part, though, is that at least I can admit it and I'm open and reflective and try to find the best way to change these things as quickly as I can, because God forbid I make the same mistake twice. That just shows I really didn't care the first time to listen to that second one. I disrespected everybody, including myself. That's kind of disgusting. So why not plan the escape from all of it? How do you feel comfortable living in these big cities, being so oversaturated with all of this noise, of all of these cars and commuters and traffic and just so many people within a small, dense area, which is technically what cancer is in the body? I don't know if you know this. It's too many corrupted cells all within one present place, building into bacteria, letting itself do this superseding growth, and it takes over. And it makes sense to me. It thrives in an acidic body, and especially with people who don't know any better about herbs and etc. So, I mean, how is it that people are so subservient to what Big Pharma tells them? Why are you such a slave and so comfortable letting them tell you how to heal yourself, what's right or wrong, how to make sure you clean yourself out? I mean, it makes zero sense to me that people are so trusting of that industry. How about teachers? I mean, how about the establishment of entertainment? I can keep going. How is it that we've become such a prisoner to so many of these ideologies that are not our own, and we follow them? We literally worship them. These politicians and celebrities and artists, etc. How is it that you really have so much love for these people who don't have any true understanding of why we're all trying to find our escape? And to some of them, I applaud them. They probably did find a way to escape throughout all of it. I'm sure there's a possibility. I mean, look at Akon for the greatest example I could tell you. The guy was literally at the pinnacle of his career, and he finally woke up one day a little bit after and was like, yo, I need to go actually make some self-sustaining energy plants in Africa. What am I doing? Why do I have all this white stuff? It clicks. It really does. So that's why it's kind of like a warming factor to tell you through myself and other people I know, it gets better. It really does get a lot easier, and you don't have to stay within this mindset that your family maybe instilled upon you, or the things they believe or the stuff they love or what they think you should do. That's fine. It's okay to get their insight because, again, they're your family and they want the best for you, but only you know what's best for you. Really take that in. You are the only person in your life that will know 100% of the time, if you're aware, what you can and can't do and why you do that. I mean, I can only speak for myself, and I know for a fact everything I've been doing within my last few years, or especially these adventures I've been going on with Mila, have proven to me time and time again how freeing and how much of an escape I cannot wait to do, to escape all of this physical reality, to escape the whole concept of commuting to LA, not living anywhere presently for any time soon until there's a compound ready. I want to travel. I want to see new places. I want to get lost. I want to enjoy what's around me and just make content. I feel like it's such a cool, simplistic way of living, and also breaking free of a lot of attributes of what holds me. That's my escape. My escape is already planned. My escape is in motion. We will have all of it and more. I'm going to finally free myself from these curses and these whole family bad background from, it's like, oh, you know, everybody in the family gets divorced. Okay, well then I'll be the first not to, because why am I going to just get a divorce just because I'm bored, lonely? It doesn't make me fathom or compute. And I'm not trying to say that there isn't situations where you might have to, you know, have a really heart-to-heart with somebody or whatever, but at least you can try to find a way to escape the mindset that is instilled within you, that you're the right one, you're the guy that knows better, you're the one that has to say what needs to be said, et cetera, et cetera. Like, there's so many things to escape from, and it's so layered, it's actually crazy of a concept to even fathom, right? So we'll start with your job, right? And why I think working for somebody else is the worst thing you can do, especially when you're just being their passive income. Like, that's actually, in a sense, kind of crazy to me that people will be so fine doing all of these things for somebody else. And the moment that they were either to been fired or, say, God forbid, pass away or whatever it is, your seat is filled pretty quickly. So if that's the case and the beast moves so fast, why are you so scared to take more vacation days? Why don't you take the initiative and take some sick days off? It just doesn't make sense to me that so many people are just a prisoner to the mindset they have about working, and that it has to be from this time to this time. Dude, there's no real thing as time. That's just the passing of a clock thing that we try to give value because we want to sound smart. We want to sound like we know what's going on, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that's a big thing to first escape. And then another one also is your mindset about how you believe the world and perceive it, especially these people around you, or like this person did. I mean, who would have not caught the fact that they brought about something that makes so much sense, right? Like, it's just, it enamors me. It really does. And I think that's honestly the beautiful part about all of it, is the fact that we will find an escape throughout all of these attributes, especially our careers. You will be able to escape from identifying yourself with the work you do, and I need you to do that. Stop worrying about what people do. It doesn't change anything. It doesn't help you. It doesn't grow you. It doesn't define them. Get to know out who the person is. Feel them out. Talk to them, etc. Don't just jump on these bandwagons with things that are newer or whatever it is. Just you got to trust that. You really need to. And I feel it's going to go a long way, right? So even from the aspects of escaping a career, which is super dope, how about escaping the family and the morals that your families push on top of you? Because we all know this, families are a hard thing to break through. I mean a really hard thing, because our families are going to always say they want the best for us, but most of us don't even truly notice the whole helicoptering or devouring sense too, which a lot of families and relationships can have, where they're having too much of a pull and they're wanting it too much for the other person, when in factuality, just listen to them, feel them. They'll talk to you, they'll say it, they'll do whatever. You don't have to push these things on people. You have to push this on yourself. So I think the best way to move forward with that is just to remember again, all of these things eventually come to an end, especially here right now in these hot springs. This is a moment to treasure for a lifetime, because there's so many people who will, number one, never know about it, and number two, will never have the balls to go and enjoy it. So wouldn't you want to be that one, the rare one that goes and finds something new, the rare one that does something cool and maybe does something anew there too? Or maybe how about the fact that you want to be able to truly redefine what it means to make love or to be connected or to whatever it is, right? Like there's so many things you can do. I think that's why it makes it even more beautiful, is knowing these things are going to keep coming for us. So we get to enjoy it. I mean, I'm literally sitting here falling asleep during this recording because of how tired I am from so much I've been doing these last few days. And would you like to know why? I'll share it with you. I've been so blessed to have spent so many beautiful days with Mila, and we've went on so many beautiful adventures. We went and just chilled for the night and had some good food. And then when we woke up, went and skated, longboarded the Santa Ana Riverbed, and then walked down to it and spent an entire afternoon in the water just enjoying these little private beach we found. And it was majestic. It was freeing. It was something most people wouldn't think about. And then Tuesday, we actually went to a natural hot spring in San Bernardino Mountains I was telling everybody about. And it's such a cool place to see how people live. And then you have, on Wednesday, we went to Huntington Beach and we just rode skateboards and sat on the beach and there's no limitation. We had the best burrito of our freaking life then too. I mean, there is no set premise. There's no set anything, and there was nothing limiting me, which is why I'm so free. I can just do whatever, whenever, and enjoy it. That's what I want people to chase in life. And so it's crazy how they made it seem like, well, if we don't do what I'm doing, which is entertainment, well, then we all suffer and die. Why would we suffer and die? What's the point of even fighting one another? The fact is, I see all of us as one. And so in doing so, we're able to help everyone. See what I'm saying? Like, it's just weird to me that we've been so instilled as children. And I feel like there's something they just know. I don't know how to explain it otherwise. It's just, it's really cool. It's really simplistic. And it has a lot of light and almost like clarity, you could say. So just a little backstory as to why I'm so tired and why it's been so freeing and why all of these things have been nothing but fun and opportunistic. So I love every second of it. And for yourselves too, if you're trying to find better ways to escape from your own self and your mind, right? So forget the job, family, which is going to always be on you. This is the best thing with family, is just really trying to find a way to be placent and present, because you're not going to be able to change them, nor should you. And a lot of the time, they get consumed by things that, And a lot of the time, they get consumed by things that are going to kind of thwart their own mindset, because a lot of these older reality TV shows and et cetera on Netflix and whatever it is, these drama-based things, that's a big thing that will take away from you too. And I hope you find a way to escape those addictions, whether it be that or porn or whatever it is. There's so many vices now. They're trying their best to take you away from self, because if they do, that low vibrational state will keep you a prisoner. And I want to see everybody thrive. I want to see everybody live. I want to see everybody finding their best place possible and escaping this reality that has confined them, whether it be through somebody else, which I truly have found. And I'm happy to know it was truly a possibility of finding somebody that will elevate me even more, or my mindset, or this whole concept of escaping, right? Like, I can't wait to travel and do these things. So for yourself, I hope you find something. I hope you're able to escape that mindset that has been placed onto you by the world and the way you treat yourself and think about yourself. I hope you escape that someday. I hope you escape the fact that you have these kind of almost self-deprecating beliefs about yourself or the world or people around us. Don't focus on them. Escape all of it. Stop scrolling on social media, for the God's sake. You don't need to be on there all the time. There's no need to post just to post. Find something of value. Find something that makes you feel alive or that calls to you. I mean, gosh, dang it, man. That's the whole point of this experience. Find a way to escape even the views this world has put on you. Find a way to escape the things that have limited you for far too long. Find a way to escape the persona of what you even believe yourself to be. In every attribute, meaning the mind itself, find a way to escape that. Find a way to stop having these intrusive thoughts and to let them win, because they will take away from what you have in front of you, which is the most important and prevalent thing in this experience. We all make choices. And none of it is truly good or bad, but it outside dictates the value and how it makes the things around us and ourselves feel. That's the experience, the feeling within all of it, and truly escaping from everything. So plan it for yourself. Plan to finally remove yourself from these false premeditated belief systems that have been instilled in you. Find your own way. Find the things that make you feel alive, and don't follow these timelines of things. That is the one thing that I absolutely hate, is we have to always follow timelines, that we have to be at this spread this time, or we have to be at here at this time, we have to be this far in our life at this position of life, we have to have this accomplished by this age unit, or whatever it is, for these just godforsaken false prophetic things. It's unfortunate, and it's really, in a sense, distasteful that we think we know anything about timing or where we should be at what moment or whatever position. I've met people that are late in their lives, that have grays in their hairs and beards, that finally found an idea of what they wish to chase in this life, or people who are still searching for their value, or even those who are younger who have accomplished so much more than people in their 40s or 50s. It doesn't matter. None of it matters. Escape all of that. Plan to find your own way in this life. And I really wish that for you, because in doing so, you're going to be so much more free from these false idolizations of what you should be and this reflection of what you think is inside of yourself, when in factuality, that's never been to you at all. There's going to be a moment in time where you finally kind of take a step back and look at the entire world that you've built around yourself, or that you've been thrown into or found yourself a part of, and you're like, holy crap, what am I? What am I doing here? Why is this life that I'm in even anything close to what I thought I wanted to do? And most people think they're so far gone that there's no way to turn back. There's nothing to do. I mean, it's so much more simplistic. And that's the biggest thing I need to harp on, is that escaping from your reality is so simplistic. You can do it at any moment. You don't have to appease people. You don't have to have these doubts or worries that you're going to let people down. Because guess what? It is not your obligation to make people happy. It is not your responsibility to make them feel wanted or to yearn for, or to make them feel good or purposeful. It is not any of your purpose to do that. Your value is in yourself, in growing your mindset and establishing a understanding and inner reflection of an outer pretext notion of what it means to be yourself. Because if people are the ones that will constantly tell you that you're doing something wrong, or it's taking away from them, or they're worried that this is going to drive you guys away, or this isn't going to make you guys closer, I'm sorry to tell you, but anybody who takes away or tries to not let you celebrate in your happiness or follow your heart for their selfish tendencies, that's not a good way to go about it. I'm just speaking openly, honest with you. I will never tell somebody what to do that makes them happy, or pull away from it, or try to drive them in a different direction. Who am I to do that for you? Escape that mindset that you have to have these people love you. Escape the fact that you think people have to agree with you, or think that you're right or wrong, or that you have to follow whatever the pretext is in front of you, that people's mass belief systems. Escape all of it. Find yourself. Finding self in balance is what's going to create the most authentic you. It's going to give you the most eye-opening and awakening experience where you're like, well, no effing way. This entire time, I was so focused on other people's thoughts of me, their beliefs, their systems, what they thought was right or wrong, what my family told me, what I thought my family wanted me to do, who they liked. It's stop any of it. If at all of it. Don't follow the driving force that is literally killing and removing everybody, not even physically, but their imagination, their inner youth, the children in them, like the child in you. They're trying to remove all of these things when all you've had to do is escape all of it. So plan your escape. Plan to find the things that wish to be brought to you. Your mindset is everything. It is the magnetism and the magnet form that will bring to you what you wish. I literally am living Spice and Wolf now, which is my all-time favorite anime, and I've loved it so long. I always thought it would be great to have that existence, that life, that kind of somewhat of a persona before technology, traveling, etc. And I'm getting there now, and I'm pushing for it because I've found what I wish to escape for. That is the same pretext again for you. You've got to find the things that make you feel absolutely alive, that make you feel riveted, that just bring you up to levels that were never expected otherwise. You tell me I'm wrong on that. Why are you so comfortable? And why is all of us as a society so happy believing in this just unstructured mindset of being so pretentious and pretentious and just thinking we know everything when we know nothing? We're literally just allowing others to tell us what is and accepting it to be truth. And not a single person fights it or tries to go against it. That's honestly disappointing as us as human beings. So myself, I gave up meat. You want to know why? I didn't need it. It doesn't help me. It's not part of me escaping the whole concept of the thing that's killing me. I have also given up what I care about people think about me. I'm my own unique self now, and I found so much grace within what I'm doing and the throat chakra and this voice and the whole mindset of where I'm going, and I'm going to be traveling the world with somebody I love and creating content. I mean, that's my escape. I don't need to have all these people. I don't need to have 500 friends. I don't need anything outside of somebody who wants to just do it, that loves me true wholeheartedly, and I can be that inner romantic with them and just explore the world and enjoy it for what it is. And about a hot spring like we did. I mean, it's heartwarming to know that within my entire life, I've found somebody who lets me feel that I'm escaping when I thought I was going to have to do it myself this whole time. It's nice to know that the world itself, within these small little tastes I've been getting, and just these little small blips and this entirety of this freaking cosmos we're stuck within, right? It gives me hope and realization that there's always going to be something new, something else, something even better and brighter to explore. And that's what I like, is I want to be able to be attuned more to the simplistic notions of what this world has to offer. Because trust me when I say, nature is the most prevalent thing. It's alive. Mother Gaia all around us is literally breathing. It's living entity. That's why they don't want you to have bare feet. They like shoes on. They like when there's no trees around you. That's why if you look at poor places and more wealthier places, the poor people are stuck around other buildings. The richer ones have a lot of trees around them. I wonder why. That's what this is about. This is about finally escaping this mindset that you have put on yourself. It's about finally removing this urge to do things that are not going to help you or feed your soul or spirit. You've got to follow the things that call to you. Plan your escape. If you're stuck in a situation right now and need some funds, put your head down and grind. Don't go anywhere. Don't spend any stupid money. Only get the food you need and grind. Grind your ass off so you can finally get out of whatever you're in. Say you're somebody in a relationship that really starts to have a realization that this is not anything you needed. They're not the person you ever thought they were. And you deserve so much more because you shouldn't have to put up with things that don't build you. You need to find the things that grow you, that challenge you, that make you feel alive. Love is not hard, my friends. Love is very simple. Love is just truly and openly being yourself and being so openly devoted to the other and giving them nothing but unconditional love and choosing them, all of them. These are the things people still don't get. They're trying to escape the wrong things. the video game aspects. They're trying to obtain financial freedom, which, okay, cool. That does sound dope, but then what? Then what are you going to do? Well, I'm going to do this, this, build this, this, this. Oh, okay, and then spend more money, and then need more money, and then accept. It never ends. The cycle always continues. Break the cycle. Escape the system. Plan accordingly to live the best perspective you can. And that's what's so fun. I know where this is all going. I see what's in front of me, and I'm so happy and honored to know that I've found the things that I've always yearned for by simply doing what I needed to, which is escaping more of self, escaping those 9-to-5 jobs, escaping anything that would take away from my mindset or allowing people to defer me or deter me because they don't know what I'm talking about or they think it's crazy. They don't believe it's real. That's fine. Y'all don't think Santa Claus is real, but still lie to your children. You're still hiding Easter eggs. You're playing in all these pagan holidays, but for some reason, I'm the weird guy. It's like, make that make sense, right? Escape what people think about you. Escape the mindset of them having to be able to control you or that you feel that you're going to let them down. Remember, we talked about that. This, don't have any of that. If they want to say something, let them say it. You can check it and correct it. They want to be gossipy and say it behind your back, then hey, more power to you. At least I don't got to deal with it then if I don't know about it. You're scared from hiding it from me. You know, like, escape. Plan your escape. You've got to first escape your mind before you escape anything else. So to escape your mind, you need to finally see why your mind is the way it is. You've got to ask yourself very important questions. What am I? Why am I here? What led me to this position? What am I trying to accomplish? What do I look for? What am I trying to do? How am I going to obtain it? How am I going to get there? Why am I so predisposed to my family's belief systems or whatever I've been around? Why am I so congruently exposed to these things that literally do nothing for my growth? They just conform me and make me into a character of somebody I've never wanted to be. How do you change all these things? How do I escape this false pretext of a civilization, neighbor to neighbor, when in factuality in my neighborhood, if I don't say hi to people, if I don't go introduce, if I don't go walk up, if I don't do something, these people keep to themselves now in the era where we live in such a beautiful, free-flowing neighborhood, you thought they would step up more. You thought they want to do more. They want to connect. This, no. People are really, truly content with doing less and not allowing themselves the time to do better. And then they'll just take a week off or whatever it is. I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, refreshing. I had to get my refresher in before the next year. What? What? It is what it is. And I mean that in the most simplistic way of that. People who you walk by that are very openly more showing that they're not into meat with their potatoes, coleslaw, crema, whatever it is, that's interesting. Or if you have avocado tacos or whatever it is, right? It shows that you're escaping the concept of eating meat, and then you can openly tell people if they need to, because a lot of people need that physical manifestation or that physical brought to life wordum verbatim, so that way they see it. And I mean, it's tough. I know it's tough. I know it's one of the hardest things to do, but I know you can, because I'm doing it. And as I slowly escape more and more, and I slowly free myself, and I'm slowly just away from all of these things that could possibly be distractions or just deterrents, whatever, that's when you start to find more self, like going to the beach by myself or when I'm hiking with her. You know, like, it's really cool, man. It's really cool to see that even now when I'm beyond tired and I'm falling asleep during a show, but I needed to get this out. I needed to do this for you. I needed to tell you you can escape this. I needed to tell you you can do better than this. I needed to tell you you have what it takes to get out of any situation. It doesn't matter what you're stuck within. It doesn't matter if it's financial. It doesn't matter if it's a loved one. You're scared of whatever. Take this challenge. Take it. You got this. Plan your escape. There is no need to stay in a place that isn't where we are. There's no need for us to be so interconnected and then disjointed or whatever it is, if we're not trying to escape. So, I challenge thee. Find a big goose, whatever, and follow it, man. Follow it till it takes you somewhere unbelievable. Let go of your persona. Let go of this image you have of yourself. Let go of any idolization or whatever it is that you think needs to be done or how other people need to react to you, how people have to respond. My girlfriend, this, that. No, no, no. No expectations. None of that. Just truly get out of what you're in. Escape all of it and find freedom again because you deserve it. Escape your mind, escape your job, escape your family's ambitions or their heritage and the things they push on you. Escape the curses of all these bad people before you, your family's not staying together. Whatever it is, we can change it all. All I ask is your hand. And in doing so, we've single-handedly accomplished the greatest feat of all. We found our escape. So, I'm sure this one's a little bit over the place. I'm sure this show has a lot of stuff in it, etc., but I like this natural flow. Even when I'm exhausted, I like it, and I enjoy listening back with all of you. So plan your escape. Do not give up. Move forward. Take over, and you have my heart. So if I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Love!